Yeah, so tell us what is coming up and why you wanted to have a yarn with us this morning.
So on the 28th of February, this Friday, at 12 p.m, we're going to organise a solidarity protest for the victims of the massive rail crash that happened in 2023 in Greece.
Tell us about this. I mean, obviously, for people like yourself and who have got family in Greece, this is a dreadful thing that's happened. Tell us about the...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm from Thessaloniki. Most of the victims were from that city as well. The train driver was from my neighbourhood as well. A lot of the people were from my neighbourhood, you know, the people that you could have seen on the street, living, you know, lives with you. Most of the victims were actually students as well.
Oh my God, 57 people were killed.
57 people, most of them were university students, working class university students using the public transport to go from Athens to Thessaloniki. Through, you know, sheer negligence of the Greek state, massive cuts to not only health and safety on the railway, but also just the railway itself, the trains, privatizations, caused this massive crime, because we're not calling it an accident, it was a crime. The unions were warning them for years and years and years that this was going to happen.
So did it run off the rails?
No, it actually collided with another train. It was a passenger train.
It was not only a signalling issue,
but also a remote control issue. There was no remote control
no
working
humans
on the trains.
Involved.
There was one person in the control tower, but that was it. You know, you're meant to have two or three people on that. And it was a freight train and a passenger train. And for 2 years now, they can't find what was on the freight train. There was a massive explosion. People are saying you were carrying something that was not meant to be on that train. You were carrying fuels. You were carrying, it could be, you know, weapon supplies. There's all these theories about it.
Eerily reminiscent of what happened in Palestine, Ohio, with the crash and the unions warning them.
It's the exact same thing happening all over the world, really. So, you know, the movement itself is very clearly, I don't know if anyone's followed Greek politics for the last 10 years, there's a massive, you know, response to neoliberalism. It's a movement against neoliberalism very clearly. The unions are heavily involved. There's going to be a general strike in Greece as well from all the unions. It's for the first time in a long time that the private sector and the public sector union confederations have called a strike together.
It's really bad.
So it shows you, like, you know, what kind of situation they're facing.
But you got really staunch activists, even in your universities. All your students are really...
Yeah, yeah. I have a lot of friends there who are involved in the movement as well, and it's, you know, it's a tradition that goes back decades and decades. But
if we go back to the train crash 2 years ago, people are still not being given any financials or support.
Well, you know, the people that the parents of the children say, you know, we don't want the money. We're not here for the money. What we want is justice and to make sure that this will never happen again to anyone else. And a lot of the, you know, the people on the streets are saying as well, you know, these are not, you know, just someone else's kids. These are our kids, our relatives, our, you know, people that we know could be us on the next train. And, you know, if you can't trust your own public transport without, you know, worrying about if you're gonna die in the next stop, you know, it's a really dangerous situation.
But also, I mean, accountability. Mm. I mean,
accountability. Yeah, I mean, it's been 2 years now, and the New Democracy government has chosen to try and let this slide, try and let this...
It happened not in our watch, that sort of thing.
Yeah, they're saying, you know, how can you blame the government? It wasn't the government's fault, but, you know, it's, you know, you're politicizing this. But what we're saying is this is... Yeah, exactly. It's laughable. This is immensely political. It was a political decision to cut funding from all these public services and put it into, you know,
and
weapons.
And people died.
People died. And it's not just, you know, that people died. It could have been... you know, there could be no victims. Why was there a train that collided with another train under your watch? Why did you privatize the railways, knowing that the unions were warning you not to do that? Why, you know, why was there no measures taken? Even if there was no crash, if there was, you know, nothing that went wrong, why did the unions warn you about this accident that was going to happen and you did nothing about it? And this is, you know, this is a politics that goes back many, many years. And this, you know, it's the culmination of all that that comes to, you know, working class people losing their lives because of, you know, negligence.
And there's a lot of Greek people here in Australia, and I guess this is one of the reasons for why the there's going to be a protest outside the Greek consulate on the Friday the 28th.
Yeah, there's a massive Greek community here, and you know, a lot of people actually want to be mobilized here. There's a lot of newcomer Greeks who have, you know, been listening into the news in Greece, were terrified and, you know, absolutely disgusted at the government's inaction. There's also, you know, the people here who have families there who know what it's like, you know, who have been telling them, you know, I knew this person and they were on the train, you know, I know people who are on the trains, and, you know, they're telling me, you know, they're just, how do you live your life knowing that you can't even trust your own public transport?
Mind you, I'll have to say that there are lessons for us to learn in general, right?
Absolutely, yeah, because that was what we were saying, you know, this is not just politics that happens only
in
Greece.
They're talking about this, like there's this massive dislocation in public transport up in Sydney, and these are exactly the same issues.
Exactly,
actually,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
acting as if it's the unions and the workers are being unreasonable, but actually it's not about money, it's actually about the people being allowed to be involved in safety regulation in the system, as well as automating, getting rid of people and making it an AI experience.
Yeah, exactly. It's not about just you know, more wages and more stuff. It's about a system that has put profits over people for a long, long
Mind
time.
Mind you, having people being paid appropriately isn't a bad thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they should be paid for the labor that they do. It's not, you know, they should be paid a wage that lets them live in dignity. And that, you know, they should be paid the appropriate amount. But, you know, it's also the result of the mass privatization that we see, you know, in the hospitals, in the railways, in the schools, in everywhere. And the result of that is, you know, working class people losing their lives again and again and again, whether it is in Australia, whether it is in Greece, whether it is in Germany, whether it is, in, you know, in the
in
US,
America,
in America,
United States.
Yeah, it's, that's what we're saying. It's an immensely political thing and you can't separate the two because, you know, like we were saying, you knew that this was going to happen and you made the political decision to do nothing about it. And instead you went and bought F-35 jets, to be close to the US and like try to secure the Aegean. That is a political decision, and what we want to say is that even, you know, Greeks here in Melbourne is to say, no, this is enough, you know, we've had enough of this kind of politics. What we want is not to, you know, and I was asked this on a different show as well, we don't want to you know, overthrow the government and install a, you know, or, you know, have elections tomorrow. What we want is reforms, to win reforms that can actually give us, you know, material change. We don't care if it's done by one party or the other. That's the, it's a beautiful thing about this movement. There's no parties controlling it. It's a very bottom-up movement. And what we're asking for here in Australia as well is that, you know, throughout the world, the Greek diaspora and the Greeks in Greece especially are asking for an end to these kinds of politics that have put profit before people for decades and decades and decades, that have, you know, that come to the result of people losing their lives.
And it's an open invite to the community. It's an internationalist invite.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's collaboration. I think there's 95 protests in Greece in towns, cities and villages now, and 32 protests internationally. That are happening. There's three in Canada, three in the US, and two in Germany, I think, you know, in Denmark, in Finland, in Sweden, in Australia. There's, yeah, it's an international movement, and it's not, you know, just about this. A lot of people who have left, you know, recently remember the austerity and all the attacks on working class people that happened in, you know, in the GFC period. This is about saying, well, this is enough. You've played your game long enough. What we want now is actual change that can ensure that we will live a life in dignity and not be afraid to, you know, use our public infrastructure without being killed. And, you know, another thing about this, you know, that's what's exploded this movement. On the freight train as well, a lot of the people didn't even die from the collision. A lot of them burnt alive because of the, you know, the fuels that were on the freight train. The slogan of this movement is "I have no oxygen," which is what a young person was saying to the emergency operator while they were calling. They were calling him. You know, this is a murder. This is not. It's a crime. Mm-hmm. There's nothing. There's no other words to describe it. It's not a. You know, it's not a political stunt. It's not a. You know, a chase for votes. It is a crime that was committed. Long ago, and the railways were privatized, and it is a crime that keeps on being committed again and again and again as public infrastructure gets, you know, gutted from the inside out.
And so, if people want to join, when is it?
And yeah, if people want to join, this is everyone, not just for the Greek community of Melbourne. It is going to be on this Friday, the 28th of February, at 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on front of the Greek Consulate of Melbourne.
And where's that?
That is,
in Sydney, St. Kilda Road.
Yeah, oh. It's in Albert Road.
39
Albert Road. Yeah. So keep forgetting the actual address,
but that's in the city, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's close.
Yeah. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.